Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Woods. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Sutcliffe. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Sutcliffe. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Brenly. Batting third. The right fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The catcher, Steve Nicosia. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Davis. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mark Davis. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Davis reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. There goes Moreland trying to get to home. Gladden throws the ball into Wellman, who relays the ball to Nicosia, who tags Moreland, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is walked intentionally. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sutcliffe. Brenly moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa strikes out. One out. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Nicosia moves to second. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires to second and picks off Nicosia for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LeMaster moves to third. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. LeMaster scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Davis. Sandberg moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dusty Baker now playing right field. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Say is hit by the pitch. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutcliffe strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicosia hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wellman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Cornell now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5. And the Giants too. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Nicosia and he is safe. Woods steals second. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowa hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 3 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Leonard strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicosia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wellman hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Jeff Cornell. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 3 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Williams now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Say strikes out. two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brenly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Leonard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Leonard reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Cubs. Lee Smith now pitching. Thad Bosley now playing right field. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicosia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Nicosia and he is safe. Bosley steals second. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-4 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bosley scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Dernier moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moreland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Henry Cotto now playing left field. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, LeMaster strikes out. One out. Gene Richards pinch hits for Brad Wellman. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Frank Williams. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.